Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Ranjith Kumaran back on the show. Ranjith has been a member of our Brain Trust for a couple of years now. He's the founder of PunchTab, which is a fairly new company, I think. Ranjith, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me again.
It's good to have you back as always. Ranjith, one of the things that's been that people have known about for a long time are something called loyalty programs, and that includes your frequent flyer program with the airlines, your miles, your points program with the hotels, and the your local pizza parlor. If you buy 10 pizzas, you get the next one free. Those are all types of loyalty programs, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Loyalty programs have been around a long, long time. I think a lot of people, even I didn't realize that it was kind of in the 30s that commercial loyalty programs started. And airlines definitely popularized them back in the 70s and 60s and 70s. But it wasn't until really, the credit card companies started piling on that loyalty programs started to appear everywhere, in every walk of life. And that's it. Go ahead.
And obviously, they work because people not only keep doing it, they keep putting them on steroids, don't they? I mean, somehow human beings are attracted to these kinds of things, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah, it's all a big game with some simple rules for beginners and complex rules for people that have mastered kind of the early stages of the game. So there's all sorts of game rules and game mechanics, I guess they call them, going on
right.
Loyalty programs. And humans are just wired to play them. That's just the way we work.
Well, and so every small business owner out there is part of some kind of a loyalty program. They're getting a discount or some favorable treatment or something somewhere. They're getting this. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything from discounts to coupons to the sandwich cards that people the punch your sandwich card. There's loyalty programs going on.
But here's my question to you folks: do you offer a loyalty program for your own customers? And Ranjith, that's where you come in. Your company does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. My previous company is a company called YouSendIt, and I think I was on the show maybe a couple of years ago talking about it. We experimented with this, and it was. Even for a technology company, it was kind of a drag to start one up. And so what PunchTab does is let any business, either online or small business or even a blogger, can use it to start their own loyalty program in less than 5 minutes.
How does it work?
So it's pretty simple. You come over to PunchTab.com. You give us your domain name or app ID or whatever, your store ID, whatever you're using as your unique identifier. And your email address, and we give you a little bit of it's JavaScript code, a little one line of JavaScript code that you put on your website or your blog or your mobile application. And at that moment, we create a full loyalty section where a user can come and sign up using their Facebook credentials right now and soon to be more social authentication systems. We give you a currency system, so points that you can give out. We give you a number of default ways to earn loyalty currency, including visiting the site every day, social sharing, so sharing content on Facebook and Twitter, leaving comments, user-generated content, and
so this is not the quid pro quo is on the one side, if they do something for us, not necessarily do business with us, not necessarily buy something from us, if they just contribute to the promoting of our site to other people and that sort of thing. That's what they do for us. What do we do for them?
You can also, I'd like to add that you can also add it to your shopping cart. So there is a purchase element to it
okay.
as well.
All right.
There's also an in-store element, meaning if you come into my store and either check in or participate in an in-store promo. There's also ways to earn there. But what the other thing you can do with us is manage a catalog of rewards. So once the user has, you know, tweeted 20 times and bought $100 worth of stuff, and whatever you want them to take to earn up to, you know, X number of currency, then they can go online and choose from an online shopping catalog that
you populate. So if I've got a blog that they just like and they want to tell their friends about, and they really can't buy anything from me necessarily, I'm a blogger, let's say, like you said earlier, then they can, if they do certain things, then they can go buy from the catalog, get a discount or get something for free, and then you send me the bill? Is that what happens?
So the platform that you get up from us today is completely free, so you can use it to your heart's content.
Yeah.
And when somebody chooses something from the catalog, you're, of course, on the hook for fulfilling the gift. But apart from that, it's completely free.
That's what I meant. You send me the bill for whatever they buy based on the relationship that I have with them. If it's a $100 item and they've earned 50 bucks worth of points or currency, as you call it, then you'll send me the bill for the 50.
Correct.
Right. Which folks, is no different from you giving somebody a discount in your business. You know, this is all, it's all about, it's the cost of, it's part of the cost of marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, we define loyalty broadly, so it's everything from acquisition to retention to that purchase consideration. So you can now reward enable any of these actions.
So the person the company who signs up, it doesn't cost anything to sign up. It only costs them when either they redeem from you or they redeem from the catalog.
That's correct. And we also have social analytics and CRM and things coming that will be paid upsells. We're not quite there yet.
Right. Okay. And so give us the website, please.
It's www.punchtab.com. Exactly
punch
how you think you spell
tab,
it.
PUNCHTAB.com. And anything else there on the website that people want to know about?
We're powering over 1,700 loyalty programs today, reaching about 6 million customers, and it's grown quite quickly. So come check it out.
Right. So what about local? Quickly, is there a local feature to this?
Yes, sir. So we've got a mobile application where you can list your store and promotions that you're running in the store or actions that you want to take in the store. It's called Punch Bowl. It's in beta right now, but you can contact us to get early access.
All right. So check it out, folks. This is what I'm talking about, folks. When I talk about some of the power that's available in the cloud for little or no cost, the power the small business owners are being given, the same kind of power that big companies had for years that they pay millions of dollars for. You've often got more power than they do after they spend all that money. Folks, it's a great time to be a small business owner. You can do more with less, more than any other time in history. 20 after. Stay with me. Come on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.